Welcome back to the nationally syndicated Price of Business show. Dan Roberts, show favorite, personal favorite, always love having him on the program. A lot of stuff going on in the business front, and usually we talk about sports, but we also like to talk about what's happening in tech and business and Bitcoin. We got great reviews your last visit on Bitcoin, but let's talk a little bit about what's going on in tech. And for those not familiar with Dan, we also have Adam Shapiro on often. Dan Roberts is awesome, editor at large at yahoofinance.com, brings great insight to them every day in his work there, and then we get to have him every week, which we're really grateful for Yahoo Finance for the time. So welcome back as always, and let's get into this topic of tech, which went through a period of, I guess you could almost call it shaking out. You know, was trying to settle, figure out what's going on. It looked a little weird, and then now it is blowing up again. And kind of give me your thoughts on that. What are you observing, and what are you hearing?
Oh, sure, Kevin. Yeah, it's been interesting during the pandemic because early on you saw this huge surge in some of the newer tech names, you know, and they were all labeled stay-at-home names. The tools that we're all using more than ever, right? So there's Slack, which a lot of workplaces use for chat. Zoom, which we're all using for teleconferencing, for video conferencing. Peloton, which you may not think of as a tech name, but it is a tech company, but the connected fitness and the bikes. And then, of course, e-commerce, Chewy, you know, which is like the Amazon for pet food. Amazon itself, streaming names like Netflix and Roku and Disney because of Disney Plus, its streaming platform. All these names, their stock prices surged for about the first 6 months of the pandemic. Then there was a little bit of a correction. And then, of course, for Disney, their streaming success has had to battle with, on the other hand, pretty much everything else the company does being halted. The parks, the cruises, the retail stores, filming new project. So Disney is a unique case. But with all those big tech names, it's sort of like, you know, the FANG names, Facebook, Alphabet, Amazon, Google, Netflix, those names were the hot trade even before the pandemic. And then the pandemic made rise higher. Then there was a correction where kind of all the tech names started to fall. And now that there's vaccine news, it's getting even more interesting. I mean, we got the encouraging news from Pfizer, and then quickly followed by the news from Moderna. Now AstraZeneca says, you know, we're going to have a vaccine. And that caused a big drop to those tech names. And I thought that was so interesting and in a way a little silly. Because if people think that, you know, the end of the pandemic is going to mean the end of the big growth for those tech names, I think that's a big leap. I mean, even once everyone has a vaccine, workplaces are still going to use Zoom and Slack, and people who bought a Peloton bike are still going to use Peloton. Now, you could argue that maybe the hockey stick type, you know, enormous growth will slow. But here we are again with markets soaring, you know, Dow 30,000, stocks all up. And so the tech names, once again, look like the hot trade. And I kind of always thought that would be the case after the pandemic, you know, that the stay-at-home boost was not just a temporary pandemic-only phenomenon.
No, and I think that's true. And I think what happened was that there was kind of like across-the-board market euphoria. One of the big beneficiaries of that was tech there for a bit. And and then, you know, as you point out, a lot of weirdness began to happen as we got closer to a vaccine and other solutions. You know, and by the way, I predicted that. I predicted that over and over again because there was a certain sense that people had not. What else are they going to do with their money? Where else are they going to put it? You know, if they put it in the bank, it's like sticking it in a mattress. And so it was kind of like, and then they had a huge influx of extra money, stimulus checks, for example. And a lot of those people who got those were on fixed income, you know, and a lot of gambling opportunities that they normally had with sports, they evaporated. Hey, let's gamble on the market instead. It's kind of like a gambling game, especially the way a lot of people invest. And so, you know, when things began to look like a sense of normalcy, people kind of look at it and stop reacting. And I think that some of that settling was healthy. But I'm with you. I think long-term-wise, tech is a huge game. And I'm wondering with this election and Joe Biden's position on environmental issues, and particularly as it deals with the so-called Green New Deal, which he says he doesn't support, but his platform mirrors it a lot, you know, and all of a sudden now you've got Elon Musk and his electric vehicles. That stock has almost doubled since the split, and or roughly doubled since the split, and he's now the second richest man in the world at the time of this recording. And so, I wonder how much those policies line up in supporting certain types of tech.
Well, I also think that it's fair to look to Biden's election as a potential indicator for tech of kind of good days to come. I mean, there were candidates that were far more anti-tech. There were candidates, on the left that looked like they really wanted to go after big tech. And we know that there's been all these regulatory hearings, you know, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai, all of these guys have had to appear before Congress a number of times over the last few years. And every time it's because, lawmakers are thinking about questions like, are these companies too big? Are they taking care enough of our data security and our privacy? And everyone always thinks things are going to happen. And then nothing really happens. They don't really get curbed. I think if you're, one of these big tech companies, you're fine with a President Biden. You're not too concerned about that. Now, you mentioned Elon Musk. I mean, Tesla stock has been going insane even, before the pandemic. I mean, Tesla stock has been on the wildest ride. The bears on Tesla, the shorts, have just lost again and again, haven't they? Now, most recently, it's interesting when you mentioned the Green New Deal and Musk. I mean, just about a month ago at their latest battery day, he really started to sound like someone who supports major government change to combat climate change, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't exactly say I like the idea of a Green New Deal, but he said we need something to happen. He showed a dramatic video of the fires in California, and he said we need to deal with this climate crisis. And there were a couple of outlets that pointed out that the various government help initiatives that he was outlining sure sounded like a Green New Deal. And, for Elon Musk, that would be just fine because here he is trying to set up the world's largest battery factory in Berlin. I mean, he'd be great with a sustainable future, where we abandon fossil fuels. So
we'll see. And then you got the fact that it appears very likely we're going to have, very divided government. The left likes to call Mitch McConnell the co-president, if things stay like they are, and more than likely they will, in my opinion. I don't see the Democrats picking up either of the Georgia seats, and all the Republicans need to do is pick up one to control the Senate. And so you got that. And big businesses, everyone likes divided government, and especially with what's going on with those hearings, because although both Republicans and Democrats have an axe to grind with tech, they have a different axe to grind. Good luck for them getting a consensus on where that's going to go. And then you got, Janet Yellen, the former Fed chair, going to be the Treasury Secretary. That's a huge sigh of relief for those who thought that Elizabeth Warren was actually being taken seriously.
Yeah, I think all that is true. And the point about divided government, especially if you're big, big companies, you like that, and your stock prices have responded because not much is going to get, and no dramatic change is good for the market. We know that the biggest thing the market doesn't like is uncertainty, and likely we have the certainty that not much is going to change. I think it's going to be hard for Biden. I imagine that he'll be able to work across the aisle more than a President Trump was able to. I don't think that's necessarily that partisan a statement. Biden's got experience there reaching out. That's all, well and good. But you mentioned McConnell. Yeah, I don't think anything major is going to get done. And that includes major regulating of big tech. So here we are.
Yeah,
again,
no question.
And other tech names being the hottest trade. Of course, people on our live shows at Yahoo Finance, the analysts we have on, traders, they always love to talk about growth versus value. And the idea that growth names can be very sexy and appealing, those hot, big growth, high growth tech names. But sometimes you think, well, I want to head back to value. And we talked about the effect on stocks of the vaccine news. Airline stocks rose, hotel stocks, real estate, all these names that have been hammered during the pandemic. But you know what? When we emerge from this thing, I'd still bet on the big growth tech names.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Dan Roberts, he is with YahooFinance.com, editor at large. We get to have him once a week, and I really enjoy it. One of my favorite times in the week to talk about what's going on in the many territories he covers. Hey, just a minute left. Final thoughts as we wrap it up, Dan.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with stocks once there is an actual Biden administration. You know, we'll see again, January 20, end of January, February, what's going to happen? Because we remember almost 4 years ago, the night that President Trump won the election, stocks kind of tanked very briefly for all of like 3 hours in overnight trading. And by the time the market opened the next day, they went up, 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 and they kind of kept going up for a long time. And so it's funny, there are a lot of pundits out there who are saying, oh, you know, if Biden wins, that would be bad for stocks. That has not been the case. It has not been bad for stocks. Let's see whether it's good or bad for stocks once the new administration comes in, especially tech.
There you go. Dan Roberts, check him out at yahoofinance.com. I do it all the time. I'm Kevin Price. You're listening to the nationally syndicated Price of Business show. We say it's a show that never ends. It continues 24/7 at priceofbusiness.com. More for you after this.